Let me call on Ashley Browden to talk about the Surface Pro.
So I have a Windows Surface Pro 3. It's running Windows 10. And it's a little strange that it's a laptop because it's not a mobile version once you're in the Pro versions of the Surfaces. It really is more like a full Windows 10 laptop with a slightly smaller keyboard, and the keyboard acts as the screen protector. But I'm gonna talk about it more as the tablet rather than the laptop. I have Narrator, NVDA, and the demo version of JAWS because they all have their different pros and cons to them. The complicated part is that each one has their own set of gestures, so it can get a little complicated. The good news is that the one finger flick left or right and the one finger double tap will work in most instances. So I'm just going to turn on Narrator first. So if you pull this out of its box when you first get it and you hit Windows Enter anywhere, Narrator will turn on. It's gonna sound exactly like the other voice, but it's not.
Starting Narrator.
Oh no, I changed it for this presentation. I remembered now. Narrator, you can use with the keyboard, but you can also use gestures. And if you want to call up a list of the gestures, I believe it's a four-finger triple tap.
Search list.
I don't
contains
recommend
two items.
Using Narrator if 0%. You can avoid it. I definitely recommend downloading NVDA if you can't afford anything else. Narrator is a lot better on Windows 10 than it was on Windows 8, but it's still not great.
Search box. Edit. Search list. Contains two items. Set focus to item. One of two double tap to activate. One. Non-selected.
So there's a list of something like 180 gestures.
Show all Narrator commands. Two of two double tap to activate.
Show all Narrator commands.
Down arrow. Start button double tap to activate. Off. Microsoft Office.
So of course
shortcut.
It's not going to cooperate today. But you get a list and it will say things like one finger double tap will open something. You can also do the split tap if you're familiar with iPads, iPods. They also have something which is a one-finger triple tap, which goes into secondary features. Otherwise, you can do a two-finger tap and a third split tap. It's interesting.
Off. Explore. Off. Dropbox. Selected. On. My available item. Selected. Activate. What? Selected. Deselect. Selected.
Okay.
Scroll into view. Three,
I'm going to get rid of Narrator.
Start button.
This is about as much luck as I ever get with Narrator.
Exiting Narrator.
So Windows Enter turns Narrator off as well. I mostly use NVDA. I'm going to call that back up. Make it seem like I know what I'm doing now.
Taskbar.
I'm going to talk about the keyboards a little bit. There are two of them outside of the physical keyboard. One is called the touch keyboard and one is called the on-screen keyboard. The only difference seems to be that the touch keyboard is at the bottom and the on-screen keyboard is at the top. And for some reason, on the touch keyboard on the bottom, I cannot find the letters Y or U. They just don't seem to be there. I'm gonna take off the physical keyboard so things will show up.
So could you just describe the Surface Pro so that people get an idea? Because I have a feeling a lot of people may not know what sort of thing it is.
It's sort of like a square iPad. It has power button at the top. Going down the right side is where the headphone jack is. The standard kind of volume buttons. There are USB ports, which is probably the biggest advantage to something like an iPad, is that you can plug it into a printer or a scanner or anything else. I have it set up so that if somebody plugs a mouse into the USB port, that the screen becomes brighter again so they can see it. So you can turn the brightness off. And the other thing is it has a kickstand in the back so you can stand it up and use it more like a laptop, but you can also just fold it flat and it'll stay. But just imagine a square iPad, and it's about as heavy as an iPad 2, I would say.
So it functions as a laptop, but it really looks like an iPad.
Yes. You can use it as both, and I imagine if you're sighted, it's not really that hard to use it as just a full tablet because you just have to tap on everything. But because it's not a mobile version of Windows, it doesn't necessarily always lend itself the best to touch gestures. Especially with pop-up menus and drop-down menus, it can be a little finicky. But you can still do it if you want to. I just can't really see the advantage of using full tablet mode. I use it just as a supplement the touch gestures. Maybe if the keyboard is reading something funny, I can explore a little more with the touch screen. But the keyboard that comes with it is magnetically attached to the bottom. It also acts as the screen protector. You can put it up on two different levels. If you don't want it to be flat, you can sort of angle the keyboard up. And it's only about 4 millimeters thick, and it's incredibly light. It probably weighs a couple ounces, if anything. I can't really ever justify needing to save any more space by taking the keyboard away, because it just kind of comes with the package.
What's the price point?
In total, I think that this was something like $1,000. I didn't buy it for myself. I got it as a present. I don't know how that compares to an iPad Pro or to typical laptops.
They're about that much. What about the internal memory in it?
Those are good questions. I don't know how to find that. If somebody tells me how to find it, I can look it up right now.
What's your feeling about it compared to a good laptop? I mean, how's it working out for you?
So I'm having trouble figuring out if it's NVDA that's irritating me or my Surface. I feel like it's probably NVDA, because when I turn on the JAWS version, it's much faster. Compared to my Windows 7 laptop, it's definitely faster. It's lighter, takes up less space, but unless you're really gonna be traveling around a lot with it, it might not be beneficial yet to purchase it. I prefer Windows 7 still, but Windows 10 is definitely better than Windows 8. So for whoever was asking that, I would recommend the free upgrade. It's hard to say, because it basically is a laptop the way I use it with the keyboard. The standard keyboard that comes with it doesn't have a control key on the right, so it's been a little awkward getting used to getting Control S with my hands sort of crossing over each other. But besides the fact that the function key is where I want my control key to be, it's pretty much fine.
Does it have a full numpad?
There is no numpad.
No numpad. So you'd be using it then is in JAWS laptop mode.
Yes, JAWS laptop mode and NVDA laptop mode. It works a lot better once you realize that NVDA does have a laptop mode.
Do you know how many USB ports it has?
Two of them. One is a mini USB and one is the full-size USB.
And I'll bet they're both 3.0 because it's fairly new technology. Yeah. And the Surface Pro has come out with a new version. I don't know if you're aware of that. I don't know what the differences are, except I think the 4 has a little bit, it's a little more robust than the 3 was.
That's very expensive, 2000.
Yeah. I got the 3 after the 4 came out specifically for the price reduction. And if you are a teacher or a student and you bring your pay stub or your school ID, you get 10% off. So that's a good thing to keep in mind.
Are you running Microsoft Office on it?
I haven't installed whatever kind of activation code I need for that yet. If I was still in school, I probably would have. Right now, I'm just sort of using WordPad, but I don't need a powerful word processor right now. Zoom text and Zoom text with speech do work in the same way. I believe a presentation that I watched, if you do, say, the Zoom text with the lens feature, the lens sort of follows your finger like it would follow your mouse around. I don't have any vision to work with, so I can't really tell you too much about that. But if you go into the regular control panel or wherever that accessibility center was, the high contrast, magnification, bold, those are still built in if you just need a little extra support. But then it will support Zoom text, Window Eyes, if that's still a thing, Magic, all that kind of stuff. Anything your laptop can do, the Surface can do.
What do you get for battery life, Ashley?
About 8 hours. That's a good thing. It's also a solid state drive, like another tablet. So the reason why I got this was because I dropped my laptop, and you drop a laptop and that's bad. I don't recommend you drop it, but if you drop this, it's gonna be pretty okay. Like, you pick it up and it just feels like solid metal, so nothing's really gonna break except for maybe the screen.
And I would imagine since it's a SSD drive, it boots up pretty quickly.
Like 3 seconds.
How do you like the keyboard?
Like any other laptop, it takes a little bit to get used to. The keys are completely flat, there's no raised amount to it. But once I got used to it, it was fine. I made an applications key out of my tilde and grave accent key. I know there's the JAWS command or Windows command of Shift F10, but it was just awkward to do function key Shift F10 every time I wanted it.
How did you go about actually assigning that?
I use a program called Sharp Keys. It's very, very easy. You just open it up. There's a drop-down menu that says, put this key and you pick one, like the applications key, tab over, and it says on to this key, tilde. And it sticks until you update something, and then it goes back to the way it was. So I had it for about 3 months, and then it went back to normal, so I had to do it again. Having an applications key for me, I don't know why I use it that much, but I do. So that was the only drawback, was I missed my applications key, so I had to make one.
If you didn't own a laptop, would you get this instead of a laptop, or do you think you would still?
I didn't have a laptop when I got this, but if I had a laptop, I would not bother getting this because there would be no difference. Mm-hmm. Again, the touchscreen, I only ever use supplementary to what I'm doing. I, at this point, cannot imagine using it just in tablet mode. If I didn't have the keyboard, I would have gotten a laptop instead.
So, Ashley, do you find that it switches on you from time to time from regular mode to tablet mode without you telling it to?
That's just what I'm calling it. It's always in both modes. It just depends on if your keyboard's plugged in or not. And if the keyboard's plugged in, you can still use the touch screen. So there isn't a legitimate tablet mode.
And Ashley, on the keyboard, it doesn't have function key, dedicated F1, F2, F3 keys, right?
You have to use the function key, yeah.
The function key along with the top row.
Yeah.
If you want to do, like, say, F7 to spell check or something like that, mm-hmm. Do you
function key F7. Sometimes in some applications, I'll forget that I need to hit the function key and it'll still work anyway. I think that's probably just depending on the application program. I think I have a game program on my desktop, and if it says hit F3 to do such and such a thing, maybe changing the volume, then I don't have to hit function F3 for that. So I think so that's just the software.
I was playing around with the Surface Pro, and in order to reverse the function of the function key, to get it, instead of from, you know, getting it to play, you know, turn up and down the volume, you know, and have it revert back to just, you know, your standard, whatever, F11 key or whatever you want to be, I think if you double tap the function key was a way to toggle that. So that you don't have to do the gymnastics of using several fingers to issue like a JAWS command.
Yeah.
That requires the function key.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing with the touchscreen keyboards is there are more keys on the touchscreen keyboards than on the regular keyboard. So it's not just like the iPad keyboards where it's the alphabet and then maybe you have to hit a button for more numbers, more symbols. All of them are there, including arrow keys on the touchscreen keyboard, including things like scroll lock, print page. So it's a full QWERTY keyboard whenever you use the touchscreen or the on-screen keyboard, which I found interesting.
That's obvious. Obviously, because they weren't really anticipating that blind people were going to be using this. It's really a product for the general public, so.
I did want to show where you can find the touchscreen gestures in NVDA. And also, I didn't mention this, but you can also explore with your finger, just dragging it around and seeing what's on the screen. That also works. So I just snapped the keyboard in right now. NVDA was a bit more proactive than JAWS. I don't believe JAWS has any of their own specific touchscreen gestures. I'm going to hit insert
N. NVDA menu.
I know they have touchscreen commands. I thought they were gestures.
Insert N to call up the NVDA menu. Yeah.
For instance, submenu B. Tool submenu. Help submenu H. Configuration profile. Help submenu H.
Going into the help submenu.
Commands quick reference view.
They have a thing called commands quick reference.
Keeping level 2 getting started with NVDA.
Basically, it gives you a table. You can navigate by headings. And the tables, if there are touchscreen gestures available, the rows will say action, laptop command, desktop command. And then if there's a touch gesture, it'll say what the touch gesture is. So that's been very...
NVDA touch gestures, heading level 3.
NVDA touch gestures.
Touch modes, heading level 4.
So if I went into basic NVDA commands...
Table with 9 rows and 5, columns row...
Control, Alt,
space.
Right arrow to go through.
Column 2, desktop key. Column 3, laptop key. Column 4, touch.
Column 4, in this one, is touch. And if I down arrow, I can start going through some of the gestures.
2 finger tap.
A 2 finger tap.
Description, column 5, instantly stop speaking.
Instantly stop speaking.
Touch column 4, 2 finger tap.
And I'm just using control alt down to go down the list of gestures.
Row 3, none.
And then control right and control left to go back and forth between the gestures and the description.
4 2 finger double tap. Description column 5 pops up the NVDA menu to allow you to access preferences, tools.
So that said something like to call up different gestures. You can use 3 fingers. There's a whole slew of thing. I won't go through all of them. That's how you would find it. Again, if you have NVDA, it would be insert N, to open up the NVDA menu, down arrow to help, and then go into the submenu and go to the commands quick reference, and it has just straightforward tables that you can go through to find the touch gestures.
Is your insert key in a different place on the keyboard than usual?
You can assign your caps lock key to B. And then if you double tap it, it'll become an actual caps lock again.
Now that's not the standard NVDA horrible synthesizer.
Yes, that's Microsoft David. When you download it, it will be eSpeak, and you only have to panic for a few seconds until you can change the voice. But I always tell my students that you definitely want to change the eSpeak voice just because it's hard to understand. So that's the voice that NVDA typically comes from. But if you go into, it's either synthesizer settings or voice settings, but it's the same thing under Insert N. You can go into Preferences and then Voice Settings, and you can pick Microsoft David or Microsoft Sarah, I think.
And that, those are Windows 10 voices, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. You can pay for more if you want to download more, but I don't like paying for things. So I think I can get Eloquence as well, since I have JAWS demo version on there, but I could be lying.
Are you using NVDA these days as your main screen reader?
Yes. Because it's free, I can't really complain. But the reason why I have the demo version of JAWS is there's still just some things that JAWS does a bit more effectively. And I tend to try to do things very fast, especially on the internet. And NVDA will just sort of lag a second or two. And if you're constantly trying to navigate quickly, like going HHHHH through a web page, NVDA has a tendency to like to finish its sentences before it moves on. And I can find that pretty frustrating. It definitely will get the job done, but they come up with a new upgrade every 3 months, I think. So hopefully it catches up soon. I'm using Internet Explorer. I made that the default. The thing about Edge, which is the default, is you can use it with any of these screen readers. It won't crash or anything. They are compatible. It's just there aren't really any shortcuts built into it. So you can be on a page where you know there's 20 buttons. You can hit B and it'll say no buttons, or it'll say not supported. And I've tried different combinations of web browsers and screen readers to see what will happen, but if you're going to use Edge, you're going to be basically using the arrow keys and the control key to get around. I think some things worked, like E still went to edit box, but it's just not fully supported yet.
Is it difficult to kind of switch over from 8.1 to 10?
Not really. The only difference is when you hit the Windows key, it'll say Cortana window instead of Start Menu or Mail or whatever it says usually when you hit it. But it works pretty much the same way as I would use Windows 7, where I hit the Windows key and I type in the first few letters of what I want. If it doesn't show up as the first option, you just down arrow. It just seems to be a little bit cleaner than 8.1. My understanding, at least, is that there's still some icons on the screen, and it's kind of like a Windows 7, Windows 8 hybrid. But the Windows 7 elements definitely make it better. And then there are the things you can do to try to speed things up, like putting your favorite apps on the desktop and those sort of shortcuts.
Have you used any of the Windows 10, quote, apps that come?
Not really. So I know there's like the Facebook app that you can put onto your tablet. But again, because it's full Windows 10, I don't know why I wouldn't just go to Internet Explorer and go to Facebook.com. I could understand on like an iPhone or an iPad because the interface will be different. But the interface isn't really all that different in the apps from what I've been able to tell. There might just be a few things missing. I haven't really bothered with apps per se. I just go into the regular system programs.
Was that something that you were mentioning, this program that you're using?
Yeah, that's what I did with Sharp Keys is the program. It's a free download. And it's essentially doing the same thing where you're just sort of reassigning keys.
What's it called, Dave?
Sharp Keys, S-H-R-P, as in Peter, Keys. And it's a free download. I just Googled it, and it's very, very easy to use.
I know a number of blind people who use that program for remapping keys.
Yes.
when you remap the key, can you like toggle it on and off if you still need that key occasionally, or is you have to go through the whole process again?
You have to go remap it again.
Yeah, I don't think there's a quick way. Like if you double tap it, it goes back to its irregular function. Oh. That's why I used my grave
toggle speech mode row 5 column 1.
Sharp keys I found very, very helpful. Again, if you don't have a full version of JAWS, I would recommend getting the 40-minute version just to have, if you need to do something a little bit more complicated, like a online shopping website with a few more links and edit boxes. But NVDA will definitely get the job done. I just don't recommend doing your college research on it.
Ashton, have you tried Window Eye with this device?
I haven't, but it would work the same way it would work on any other Windows 10 computer. All of the key commands that might be associated with that would work the same way.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the beauties of it is that it's a fully functioning Windows product, so that any app, any program you can run on Windows, you should be able to run on this thing.
There is Cortana if you want to speak to Cortana, but I turned that off. It's not as good, in my opinion, as Siri. It's more like if you ask Cortana what time it is, it'll open up the clock app and you have to go and find it anyway. Cortana will say some funny things, but it's also if you hit the Windows key and type your question, it's the same as talking to it. So you could write in, what is the weather today? And it'll either answer it by opening the weather app, or it'll take you to, I don't know why it's Bing, maybe you can change it to Google, but it'll do a search on Bing for whatever your answer is.
Can you use dictation with us?
I believe you can. I haven't done it, but if you wanted to put Dragon on it, you certainly could. I think Cortana also allows you to dictate, but I just haven't felt the need.
All right, well, thank you very much, Ashley, for
good job, man.